And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in our remote studio in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here in beautiful Point Loma next to Fisherman's Landing. And I'll tell you what, we have a great guest for you today. Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Ken is a captain. He's been in the business for a long time. And he is our guardian angel here when it comes to sport fishing fleets. So we have a lot of questions and a lot of answers for you today. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, happening again from the world headquarters of the Let's Talk Hookup Pete office building.
That's right. All 180 square feet of it.
I'm so stoked that we're back again, man. Good
yeah,
job.
For sure. And thanks to Adam Klug in the studio there, safeguarding us, and all the people at Entercom and 97.3 The Fan for keeping us on the air here and entertaining fishermen. We've got so many great positive emails and phone calls.
Same.
And and from people just thank God Let's Talk Hookup was there for us. So we're grateful to be here, and we're grateful that you're here too. So thanks to everybody that made this happen, and thank you, the listeners, for being there for us. And hope you're being safe and healthy and enjoying talking about fishing.
Yep, that's right.
That's what it's all about. So what a great guest we have this morning, Ricky.
I mean,
yeah, good timing.
Our savior.
Captain Ken Franke from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, great to have you in this beautiful studio here, which is right next to the SAC office, actually.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, not a far commute for you.
No, that was good. So a lot going on for our sport fishing fleet. What,
a lot of challenges. One thing I wanted to say to the listeners right out the gate, I've been hearing this from all the boat owners. They've been getting so many letters and calls of support from all the people that go fishing on the sport fishing fleet. We just appreciate all their years of ridership and joining us out there to enjoy the sport we all love. I mean, we're all addicted to it. We live, eat, and breathe it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's nice to be appreciated, because a lot of folks realize, you know, we've tied up the entire sport fishing fleet.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the whole coast.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Yeah. That's a really big deal.
Yeah, not just San Diego, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Up and down the whole coast.
Whole coast.
Yeah. Wow. And it's, and of course, with the April 1st Rockfish Opener in the northern part of the state, too, that's a big deal for them, too.
Timing couldn't have been worse.
Yeah.
Timing couldn't have been worse. But what we're working on right now, they got two things going on. First, we've been doing a lot of work with Washington. We were here late last night and early this morning on Washington time, trying to weigh in on the relief bill to try and keep all the boats funded and such. But we'll see how that plays out. And then the other thing is, I have to say a shout out to the Coast Guard. We're continuing to do our maintenance, our haul outs, our inspections, and we're basically strategically trying to have everything ready to go the moment we get the green light from the governor's office that we can get everything back up in operation. So, you know, we're trying to think ahead, and all the listeners ought to be doing the same. This is when to change your line and get all ready to go and get your trips booked, because the fishing is going to be amazing this summer.
Oh, it's going to be good.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there's bluefin right in our backyard here.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody knows what it's like when it's wide open fishing, and then you decide you're going to go. You need to think ahead here, and there, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, we got a difficult situation right now. You can't go over it, can't go around it. We got to go through it.
Yep.
And once we're through it, this thing's going to turn on, and you want to be there. You want to be in on it.
Yeah. Talk about the sport fishing fleet. I know we're right here in San Diego, but this is up and down the coast, as we said. These guys, this is a painful situation. It's not painful at this moment because we're just getting started, but a week makes a big difference. A month makes a huge difference. 2 weeks could be, 2 months could be disaster, right?
Absolutely. And the core of it is all of the boats are crewed by professional mariners with licensed captains. There's a lot to it behind the scenes that the public never sees, and a lot of certifications, a lot of things that have to be done before we ever hit the starters on the engine. So you don't want to lose that employee base. You don't want to lose those licensed mariners. What we have done is we've included the Northern California contingent, Golden Gate Fishermen's Association. We've got one umbrella going on right now for the majority of the whole state. So we're trying to stay really well connected within the industry so that as we navigate through this thing, kind of all for one, we're all looking out for each other. That includes bait companies. We want to make sure that they're doing well, because, you know, yesterday I looked out in the ocean. There's a lot of boats out there fishing and such.
And Everingham, by the question, we had the question yesterday, Everingham Brothers is open. And there was actually a line at bait barge.
Good.
I had a friend that went out, and there was a little bit. But they were practicing social distancing as we are here in my remote studio here.
I got my tape measure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're 6 feet apart for sure. We made sure of that for sure.
Yeah, I think the core of this thing is common sense. You know, the police aren't out stopping people around here or anything. It's a matter of common sense. And I took my daughter for a walk on the beach yesterday, and there were other people doing the same, getting a little fresh air and stuff, but being smart.
Yep.
Yeah.
They just don't want people next to each other where they can go and maybe contribute to the problem. So, you know, a guy out on his kayak or whatever, fishing by himself, It shouldn't be a big
great
deal.
Great float tube.
Go enjoy the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was gorgeous. It was flat calm.
Oh,
you could
man.
See
what a
way
day.
Out there.
We need more of those coming.
Yep. Well, we got a lot more of them coming.
Yeah, we got a lot more coming after this week.
Yeah,
we
got a little weather to get through, and then it looks really nice. The latter part of this week coming up is we got some really good days.
And as the weather warms and such, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I'm hoping, like all the other flus we've had over the years, swine flu and all that, you know, we get this behind us and move in towards middle of spring, and it may be a light switch will come on, and we'll have those opportunities right in front of us again.
Absolutely.
What do
yeah.
you think, buddy?
So let's talk about Mexico. Border shut down for non-essential services,
mm-hmm.
which means we can't go fishing in Mexico right now.
Well, now you got to think about this.
But what about if traveling to the Coronado Islands on your own boat?
Well, see, that's the thing is, you know, first of all, kind of digressing a little, in preparation for the summer, make sure to get all your documentation on order. If you're on a private boat, get your temporary importation document. Either the SAC website or Mexico Simplificado is a company we've been using to work through those things, especially if you're trying to get rid of old temporary importation documents, get a new one. A little complicated, but that's who we've been using. But get your fishing license. There is an updated fishing license portal that we met about a week and a half ago with the Secretary of Fisheries, Baja Sur, and they're doing everything they can to accommodate us. We asked them to put in a second server so there's no single point of failure in their system.
Oh, that's great.
And they're working on a standardized thing where you could have one document be the licenses for everybody on the boat if it's just a day situation.
Okay.
So a lot of pluses. They were very interested in feedback. We've also been I flew to Mazatlan. I met with the new commissioner of CONAPESCA, the Mexican Fisheries Department. Fine gentleman. You know, I just got a message night before last from down there saying, you know, how can we help facilitate, you know, getting more people to visit Mexico and come sport fishing and such. So they really want the business from the American fishermen. That's good.
Mexico's number one moneymaker is tourism. They need tourism. Tourism is shut down right now. This is going to not only hurt the United States, it's going to hurt Mexico too. So would this give us the opportunity to talk to them about a multi-day FMM? I know you've heard this question 1,000 times. I mean, to have to buy a daily immigration FMM is a pain and very expensive.
I think we'll just continue to have that discussion with them.
Yeah.
You know, it is definitely a leadership decision on what to do. The core of it is they actually, as I understand it, would have to change the law, which would require an act of Congress. It's, mm-hmm. it's quite involved what would have to occur to do that.
Time for
but
an act
we've
of Congress.
Continued to ask them.
Yeah. You're not opposed to it.
Yeah,
no, not,
I mean,
at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
You, I know. I want our listeners to know that you and SAC Sports Fisheries have been pushing for that. And
We've actually been to the Mexican Congress, and
yeah.
We've been to their Senate and the Chamber of Commerce in San Diego. Jerry Sanders is a great leader in that respect, and we participate in a lot of their visits to Mexico. But I have to say, it's been pretty good as far as relationship wise. We've been meeting all the new government officials and such, quite amicable. I mean, we haven't really had any big challenges other than some old ones.
You know, I saw some of our friends at the Fred Hall Long Beach show from Mexico
mm-hmm.
and the Baja California Sur director of fisheries and such like that. And those guys are like our friends.
Yeah.
They are on our side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Andres Cordova, I mean, he came up, a week and a half ago, and we sat down and we spent the morning up here just kind of, I mean, it's friends now. I mean, it's like, you know, hang out together and, you know, hey, what's the right thing to do? And really good group of guys that come
That's
up
great.
With them.
They get it.
They get
understand
it.
That we're doing, we're
they
tourism.
Well,
we're
your
tourism.
Show's been a huge instrument. We've been down there so many times. I actually, after we did one of your shows, I got invited to go meet the governor of Baja Sur, and he was so appreciative for the work that you have been doing, Pete, with your show.
Oh, Ricky,
and and he actually volunteered, and he said, next time you guys come down, he wants to be on the show.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That'd be
so
great.
Yeah, they recognize that the work that you've been doing has been so important.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sure.
So let's talk about obtaining a Mexican fishing license, because I get questions all week long in my office here. How do I'm trying to get a Mexican fishing license. How do I do it?
Yeah, simplest thing. We have a portal set up on the SAC website. It's not our back end. It's just the portal, the front end. But we put
website is
it's californiasportfishing.org. So
okay.
It's simple. We made it that so I wouldn't forget it.
Yeah, no,
that's where I send.
So,
that's where I send everybody. Every question that comes into our shop, that's where we send them to. SAC website.
Yeah. So californiasportfishing.org. You can get your FMM. You can get your fishing license there. And we put really simple, easy to understand, click here, do this, pretty easy to follow. You go through the portal and you print it out right then and there and
yep.
You're done.
That's
yeah.
Why I like what you guys did. You're not, quote-unquote, selling the license or you're not selling the FMM. You just created a website in English that's very easy to follow. You know, to get a Mexican fishing license, you need to do this, 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 and this. Now click here to do it. And then you click one button, and it's done.
Well, and that's exactly it. One of the things our board of directors, you know, they definitely want all the private boaters to enjoy their opportunities. We recognize a lot of the private boaters go on the SAC boats at some point when the fish are further or what have you. But those support portals and stuff that we put out there, we recognize that, you know, as you know, we always kind of look out for everybody and don't want to leave anybody behind. So that includes looking out for the private boaters when we visit Mexico and do our meetings with the Mexican government. Everything that's come out of the pipe so far has been helping everybody, and that's kind of what those portals are about.
Yeah, no, and then, so if you're going to fish, there's a couple things. If you're going to fish offshore versus going to fish Coronado Islands, let's say we're going to fish the Coronado Islands. What
okay.
do we need?
You're going to get your fishing license, and you're going to get a CONAMP. CONAMP is the Mexican Agriculture Department that does protected areas, and that's that bracelet that everybody hears about, the proverbial bracelet. You can buy a one-year bracelet or the equivalent of it. It's a piece of paper, again, on the front page of the SAC website. All this stuff is on the left side of the home page. Make it easy. You don't have to go
search. You just
search.
Go to the Mexico tab.
Go to the Mexico tab, and you can get your CONAMP bracelet. Yeah, if it were me, it's $25.
Oh,
I'd buy it
for the whole
year.
No
yeah.
question.
Yeah, and that's only around the Coronado Islands. It's just a square that encompasses the islands. You don't need anything other than your fishing license when you're offshore. The temporary importation document is only required within 12 miles of the Mexican coast or Mexican land, as well as the FMM. If you're planning on fishing offshore bluefin tuna fishing and you're further than 12 miles from Mexican soil, all you need is your Mexican fishing license.
Okay.
And you're good to go.
All right. So
yeah.
that's no FMM,
no FMM.
Temporary importation permit.
Nope.
No passport.
Nope. Just
buy
your Mexican fishing license and have a nice day.
Whenever, awesome. Okay, so whenever you're traveling on your boat, you should bring some sort of ID when you're in Mexico, whether it be your driver's license or your passport. It's probably a good idea just to have that.
Yeah, if you're in the territorial waters, you're going to have the passport.
Passport, yeah.
But if you're offshore, yeah, you should have ID because, remember, you're going to be crossing an international border.
Yeah.
And you're going to, you know, you could be stopped by the Coast Guard, the Mexican Navy, both sides of the border, the customs, you name it.
Yes.
You're going to want to have your ID with you.
Yeah, indeed. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We just scratched the surface.
Yeah, I love having Ken on here because, you know, you want to talk about a guy whose background is around it and just all the questions answered. And there's so many questions that I have. It's going to be a great show. And we want to hear the questions that you have. Give us a call this morning if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And just like yesterday, because we are so appreciative of having you out there being a part of Let's Talk Hookup, keeping the normalcy of Let's Talk Hookup going, Pete has just got us such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is a multi-$100 pair of sunglasses that one lucky caller is going to get, and it is my new favorite. This is the local kind. Local kind.
Is that what you have on right now?
These are Byron Bays that
okay.
I have on right now. Local kind are my fishing glasses,
all
and
right.
They're like I don't know how to describe it. It's like a square-ish frame, but it's still got wrap to it, but it's not like a crazy aggressive wraparound.
Right.
They're just a really comfortable pair of glasses. They fit my face so well. They don't allow light in from the sides, but they're really light. This particular pair has a matte khaki and brown. It's matte khaki with brown and black frame.
Cool
it's a
frame.
Really cool looking
yeah.
frame. This has the Maui HT lens that we talk about so much. That
what you're wearing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm wearing right now.
I love it. It's the super thin glass. This is an awesome pair of Maui Jims. Like I said, a couple $100 value, a great pair of glasses. And we're giving one away to you at the end of the show today. If you want to get your shot, give us a call, 833-288-0973. It gets you in the running for that amazing prize. Or better yet, your opportunity to talk to Ken. If you've got questions, we got answers. We're looking forward to it. Going to be a great show when we come back. We're taking your phone calls. So much info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hey, it's Ben from Ben & Woods, and we love it when you listen to us in your car on the way to work in the morning, but if you really want to step it up and be a true Tier 1, listen more at home on your smart speaker. It's so easy. Just say, hey, listen to 97.3 The Fan, and in no time, you'll be listening to us on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing as we like to do this time of day. And, man, it sure feels good
to... Captain Ken Franke.
Yeah, good to have this guy in the studio, man. I'm
overlooking our San Diego sport fishing fleet here that is tied to the dock. There is one boat missing, the Royal Polaris, right? He's coming in here in a few more days.
Yep.
They were already out to sea.
Yep, they should be in here pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And I did get one question, is the fish processor's open? Yeah, they're allowed to be open.
Oh, great.
Essential
service. Excellent,
catches fish, they're allowed to come in.
We know Sean at Fisherman's Processing is open. He's actually selling his spices and rubs, and, you know, it's food. Essential service, fish and smoked jerky fish, the tuna burgers, all that's for sale at Liberty Station or online, so... You can go over there and
get the essential service list.
Yes, and if you go catch a big bluefin right now, which is certainly possible, because if they're out there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you can take them over to them.
One thing we're going to do is, once we get around or get through this period of time and get to where we're going to turn it on, prior to that, we're gonna have our plane up and we're going to have as much ready to go as possible. So. We should make sure that our captains are all very tuned up on what's out there and where to go in the ocean. So as soon as we do that, we'll get some pictures out, and I'll send you the pictures, Pete, and you can put them up for your listeners so they can see what's waiting for them.
I just want to say I love that. I think the Sac Spotter plane was such a cool idea that you guys came up with, years ago, and it has just continued to, prove itself over and over, the worth of it. And we were fortunate. Now, this is going back almost a month ago, or even a little beyond, when Tom Green was doing his other gig and flying for the Bluefin fleet. He called us, just the day before them finishing their quota, and gave us a little preview of what we have coming for us. And it was just so exciting, and it just, it really brought home like what a cool thing it is to have that guy up in the air flying and keeping an eye out for
it. He told me at one school, he had never seen anything like it before. They were swimming in a river. He said it was 7.5 miles long.
Oh, my God.
And he figured there was on the order of 2,000 tons per mile.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's tough to quantify, but he's up there. He takes pictures and stuff, and he knows what he's looking at.
Well, this is
he's been looking at it for a long
time. Yeah, I mean, his career is made on that, and, that guy from the air has to relate, to the guys on the boat. This school is – fish of approximately that size, and it's this big, and those are the calls that determine whether the net goes in the water or not.
Well, he knocked out the commercial stuff in a couple of weeks, and they were done. So everybody who's going to be going fishing now, it's them and the fish. There's nothing in between.
Which, we know has, over the years has been a great thing. I mean, that fish, when it's being heavily pressured, by commercial pursuit, it tends to not sometimes come to the boat as well, or it tends to be a little skittish, or, you get up close to it, it goes down. And when that fish is unmolested for a long period of time like it is, it just gets happy and wanting to bite all those Everingham Brothers sardines.
Yeah, I think the big thing right now is get your tackle squared away. You want to be prepared when you get out there and get tied into those bigger fish.
Especially the grade that we've been seeing at the beginning of the year. The Queen and the Tomahawk and, all the boats that have been getting these early season trips in, the grade is fantastic.
Yeah, I had a friend go out yesterday who was on the 302 and said that he had 80-pounders surrounding the boat. Couldn't get him to bite.
20 miles from home, 80-pounders jumping around all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh,
gotta love that.
Bring it on, baby.
And here it is till March.
So
right?
Ready. This is great,
we're
man.
Ready. And the sport, like Ken says, sport fishing fleet's going to be ready when everything
The Coast Guard, they're doing all our inspections right now. We're trying to do everything we possibly can so that the moment we're good to go, we're good to go.
It's so rare that your fleet ever has downtime, and, whether it's a whether it's for a good reason or a bad reason, the time is down right now, and so we're going to make it happen, get all the boats ready, and get something knocked out now that they might have had to do a couple months from now.
Yeah, the one thing I just I have to encourage people to do, not a sales pitch, but don't wait until the last minute to go and get a reservation, because you may be sitting on the dock.
Yes. Don't cancel your reservations. Make reservations.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be making that mistake of, I'll book it later. Your charters and stuff, you're going to want to keep everything lined up, because the owners will work with you if they have to delay stuff a little bit. But, you just want to be smart as this thing get as we get through this.
No doubt. Well, hey, look who's on the line, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, fresh back from Columbia Peacock Bass Fishing. And you made it back,
yeah,
huh, Cast
you're alive.
Man?
Yeah, man, it was a long 24-plus hours getting back into L.A. Yesterday morning about 10:30. But I'll tell you, it's crazy. It is crazy. The trip itself went well. On Thursday, Javier, one of the main guys from the lodge there, came up to me and he says, "Cass, we got to get you out of here. Things are really starting to tighten up, and Colombia's talking about closing their border possibly this weekend. Panama is talking about Cass closing their borders this weekend." And we had flights scheduled out on today, actually, leaving Bogota this morning to get into L.A. about 5 o'clock this afternoon. But so I says, Javier, let's do it.
Yeah, good call.
So we got to get going. So
you lost the day of fishing, but you got home.
Yeah, but you have to listen to this. Satania Airlines flies once about every 3 days, 4 days too. The little port on the river called Inarita. And from Inarita to the lodge, it's about a four-hour high-speed boat ride to the lodge. And the boat does about 30, 32 miles an hour. Loaded with 10 guys, actually 12 guys, and all our baggage. But we packed up early on Friday morning, got on the river at 6:30. What I was getting back to is Satania normally only has one flight. Well, that flight was full on Friday, but they've added a second flight that got us. So we were able to get back to Bogota on Friday afternoon. And so I got a hold of my daughter, Rana. I said, "Rana, start working. We got to get out of here before Sunday." Because I'd already been notified on Friday that Copa had canceled our flights on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
So we had no way home. And she said, "Dad, it's crazy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get you guys out, but I'll work on it." Anyway, so we were able to get a flight on Avianca from Bogota to Mexico City, leaving at – I just lost my change of thought here.
11 a.m.?
Leaving at 9 o'clock p.m. on Friday night.
Wow.
With a 6 hour layover in Mexico City, and then Aeromexico at I think 9 o'clock yesterday morning. I'm still a little
groggy.
Anyway, you make it long.
So the bottom line is you made it home. Now let's hear about fishing.
Well, I was going to say the bottom line is Cast Tours got everybody home.
Thanks to Rana.
Yeah,
she's worked miracles.
Think about that for just a quick second. They're in another country and all of their flights canceled, and that's why you have a Cast Tours, because on the backside, while those guys were enjoying hopefully catching big peacocks, phone calls remade and arrangements for a dozen guys to get out of a country that's got no flights. That's huge.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Good job, Cass.
Or you could just stay and fish.
Yeah.
Well, that was the option. And, some of the guys, there's 3-4 weeks here, wouldn't be bad. But we had to get out, not knowing when we'd ever get back to the States. But as far as fishing went, it wasn't as good as the first trip there at 1st of February. But we had a lot of big fish caught. I think the biggest was 16-6 caught by Gary Vodder, our good friend. Who was former San Diego and now living in Oregon. And then I think Patrick and Patrick G and Steve Pinard both had 15 and even a 16 and 14. But there was quite a few fish in that, 10 to 16 pound class caught. Also the Payara, quite a few Payara caught. And I don't know, Patrick G said he'd been to the Amazon before, and he said he caught fish he never even had before, and he was taking pictures of everything. So I'm interested to see his album when he gets it all done. But,
yeah,
I
look forward to that.
Yeah.
Of course, the main target was peacock bass, right?
Right, peacock bass. And then, like I said, the river was low. Of course, this is the end of the dry season. It's going to be starting to rain. So Actually, they were expecting one more group in coming in when we left, and then they were that's it for the season. And that group was canceled just for the mere fact of everything going on. But I just want to tell the people, if you've got reservations to fly to Mexico or wherever, don't start canceling your flights because you're going to lose money. Hold on to your – just go with the flow. Like with our Loretto Rumble trip, I had a guy email me yesterday and wondering if he should cancel the flight. Do not cancel your flights. It's like with our Loretto trip, it's a go. For now, it's a go until we finally – somebody says no, we're canceling flights or the border's still shut or whatever. Because if you cancel now, you ain't getting any money back.
So if they cancel, you'll get your money back, right?
You're saying let them make the call.
Yeah, they may not give you your money back, but they'll give you credit. Now, I told you that Copa canceled our flights for today. Well, what they sent me was we have until December 31st of 2021 to use that credit. So we got a year and a half or what, you know, whatever it is to use that ticket on any Copa flight.
So you guys had to buy new tickets to get out.
Right. Yeah. So the thing was, it's funny because I got an email yesterday from Copa that their flights were back on for today.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, confusing. But hey, Cass, we're so glad you made it home, and it shows you that's why you travel with Cass Tours, right, Ricky?
Exactly, man. God, I just can't imagine putting yourself in the shoes of not having a Rhonda back in the office to deal with all that. And that's why, exactly.
She saved me down at Ziwatineo about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the thing, too, when you know something's wrong, is Bogota is a very, very busy city. Traffic is just incredible. Coming in on Friday, landing in Bogota, I looked out the window and the streets were deserted. I mean, just a few cars and buses on the streets, you know. And the same thing yesterday, LAX. I mean, going through customs and immigration, there was nobody there. My son-in-law picked me up at the curb.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
I mean, it's insane. In our lifetimes, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this.
Well,
anyway,
Cass, you've been gone for a week.
Welcome
back to our reality.
Right?
Yeah. You were fortunate to have a new reality, and that's going fishing down in Colombia in the Amazon. So, Cass, hey, if somebody wants more information, I want some advice on travel, et cetera. You know, again, don't cancel your reservations. Keep your reservations because if it needs to, let them cancel, and that's where you're going to get your money back. Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
That's very, very important that they don't panic. You know, right now, like I say, our Loretto trip, our Pedicy trip in May is still a go. Just hang in there, and we'll just play it by ear. But anyway, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll be a little more alert. Talk to you guys next Saturday.
Great job, Cass.
Yeah, good job, Cass. And thanks for getting up, and welcome home. We're glad you're home.
All right,
glad
man.
You brought everybody back safely. Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that. Care. Hey, I want to make one note. Is that I was supposed to be leaving Wednesday for Indonesia scuba diving trip in Indonesia with the guys from Long Beach there, and of course that got canceled. They shut the borders of Indonesia
down, dude.
Such like that. Hopefully we'll be able to make it up in a couple years, or I don't know what the story is. But the note I wanted to make is I had tickets on American Airlines. Through American Airlines, and American Airlines was fantastic.
Great.
Gave me all my money back, or gave me a year to use my credit with American Airlines. Mm-hmm. They were no fees for canceling. I used miles for my ticket over to Jakarta. No cancellation fee.
That's
put
great.
All my miles back in my account, and they were very, very accommodating. So the airlines are doing what they can to help you out.
They are, and I mean, you know, obviously we got to get through this, and getting through all of this, you know, safely and quickly is our goal. But what you want to talk about, some opportunities to buy airfare for later on in the year. It is unbelievable. We just bought our tickets to Sitka hundreds of dollars cheaper than we have ever paid ever before.
I mean,
there is some amazing deals to be had on airfare right now.
Wow.
I mean, airlines are obviously feeling it. Nobody's traveling, and there's no money coming in, and you can – Boy, if you're if you've got a trip later in the year where you feel comfortable and you know it's going to be happening later on, boy, it is a great opportunity to buy airfare right
buy
now.
Buy your airfare right now. Yep. All right. Well, hey, let's we have some very patient callers. Let's jump into the
phone. Yeah, everybody's excited to talk to Ken. How about we start the phones off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, guys. Great information as always, especially now during this time when we're all dry docked.
Yeah.
So, three things. Number one, Pete, thanks for everything you're doing and all the archives. Listeners, if you really need a fishing fix during the week, go to the archives. There's lots of good information there to catch up on.
Thanks, Don. And then, on that same note, just to interrupt you, our main man, Adam Clark, who's working from home, he has put the archives up. I'm working with Adam diligently, and thank you, Adam, for all your hard work. He's the man that makes that happen.
He's a great guy. Both Adams are great.
Yes, indeed.
So, Ken, I have two questions for you. One, how does SAC interact with CCA on fishing-related issues? And then the second question is, do you think we'll, from your perspective, ever see the bluefin limit go back up from 2?
Good questions. First question, usually if there's an issue that's going to involve the entire sport fishing industry, Wayne at CCA and I will talk, or we'll be up at the council and talk. And on those initiatives that affect both organizations, keep in the back of your mind the SAC side, a lot of what we do is Coast Guard and that type of stuff. But specific to recreational fishing and such, that's when we'll go ahead and you'll see support letters from both organizations depending on the topic. With regard to the second piece, what was it?
Bluefin tuna?
Limit. Bluefin tuna. I'm sorry. I got distracted. There was a bird flying out the window. the bluefin, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised as assessments are done and the biomass continues to grow that we'll see some kind of increase down the road. But for now, we have what we have.
And we're grateful to have that.
We are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
The beauty is the grade of fish these last few years have been so big that, I mean, I'm just going to say it, beyond 2 starts to become a burden. Like, I mean, obviously if what we were catching were 15-pounders, that might be a different story, but we're not. You know, you put 70-pounders on the boat, like, you're loaded.
Yeah, and
that's a good
and
perspective.
The thing is they're seeing that over in Japan as well. They're seeing, definitely a healthier biomass. And out here, the cohorts, which are the different school sizes, they're seeing, the 20-kilo fish, 100-kilo fish, a big wide variety, which is an indicator of a healthy stock. So as Tom Green said, it's the best he's ever seen in his life.
Yeah, that's the SAC pilot, the SAC spotter plane.
Yep, never seen it like this
indeed.
Before.
Indeed. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the call this morning and all the nice comments.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and radio network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
At Olokai, we handcraft Hawaiian-inspired footwear, finding inspiration in Hawaiian culture and craftsmanship. Fishing is at the heart of the Hawaiian culture today, just as it's been for centuries. Generations of fishermen and women cast inshore and offshore in search of the next big catch. No matter how they do it, there's attention to detail and respect for the ocean that guides their passion. At Olokai, they believe in the same attention to detail when crafting the highest quality shoes and sandals. Olokai's water-friendly Nohea Moku slip-on shoe features razor sipping with non-marking rubber for extra grip on the deck, the dock, or the rocks. And it's designed for easy on-off barefoot wear. And when it comes to sandals that perform, Olokai's new Ulele provides the comfort and durability of a sneaker for those long days on the boat or shore. Whether you're loading up the boat, shoreline fishing from the rocks, or scoping out the best place to set up on the beach, Olokai takes you further. Shop or find your local retailer at olokai.com.
Are you a Tier 1 listener of Ben and Woods? If so, then you definitely listen on your smart speaker using the Radio.com app. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. This is San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking sack, doing a great job, having a lot of fun here. And if you want to join us on this show, been a busy morning already, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Indeed. Captain Ken Franking from the Sport Fishing Association of California is our guest. And I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Of course, they're doing their job and keeping people informed about what's going on the water. And a particular interest this issue is a nice picture of Mark Mills, who was the big winner of the Saltwater Bass tournament.
How
here.
Cool is that?
Yeah.
The STS tournament?
Hey, what's going on, Pete Rick?
The man.
Yeah, the man himself, Mark.
Mark
Mills, former Dana World Sport Fishing, and now he's with Daiwa, and he's a calico master.
That was pretty
so
cool.
So there's a nice picture of Mark Mills in there about that. And how about all those big vermilion rock cod?
Dude, there are some jumbos biting right now. I mean,
yeah.
The cover has a great shot. We heard about that crazy dinosaur, the 12-pounder that
oh,
the depth caught yesterday. I mean, there is some really good cod out there.
Yeah, Jim Salazar was fishing from his kayak listening to us yesterday. He sent me some pictures of the ones he caught. Unbelievable.
Kayak reds.
I like that. So
cool.
Check it out. This week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. And Ricky, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. Well, packed up they are. We're going to start off this morning with John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. My question, I have a couple questions, but did they catch a yellowfin this week? And if they did, what's the water temperature, and are those fish residents now?
I do know that there was I think the yellowfin was caught last week, but, yeah, there was just one yellowfin in the count with the guys that were down there in those bluefin grounds. I believe they were fishing, you know, a ways from home in the, you know, general area of Colonnette, 100-plus miles from home, and there was some great bluefin scores that came out of it while the guys were still able to do so, and there was a yellowfin in the mix with it. So
it happens.
Yeah. That's kind of like the lone albacore or the lone whatever, like, but just a fish in the school. That's nothing too new from what you guys have seen in the past, right, Ken?
Yeah, water's still cold, too.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see as things progress and this stuff moves closer and the water warms up. It's going to take off big time.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be a good season, and we will be fishing.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of anchovy offshore, a lot.
Ooh.
A ton of anchovy.
That's huge, right?
That's huge. So I was talking to Tom Green. They got, you know, they're the fish are feeding on the anchovy primarily, as well as the red crabs down there further
okay.
to the south. So, yeah, as long as we got this huge amount of bait out there, the McDonald's drive-thru is open.
We love that. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. And I got Tommy P wanted me to remind everybody about their lobster report cards.
Oh, good call, Tom.
I mailed mine in yesterday into Department of Fish and Wildlife in Kearney Mesa there. And don't forget, it's a $26 fine if you don't, right?
I know last year it was $20. I wouldn't be surprised if this year it was
$26. Did you have to pay the fine this year?
I mean, you really going to call me out in the air like that? Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, my lobster license usually costs me about $30. I never remember to do that. Somebody asked me, what does a lobster license cost? It's $10. What does Rick's cost? It's $30.
So don't forget, Rick.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Thank you.
You really want to start this.
So you can do it online.
Yes.
Or you can mail it.
It is so easy. There is no reason not to do it.
Ricky.
Yeah. Rick, exactly.
Okay. Get on. Yeah. Okay, we'll make sure Dallas gets it.
That's what he's asked.
Yeah, exactly. For sure.
Exactly.
But anyway, don't forget to send in your lobster report cards. Those are important, and you get fined next year, too.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, indeed. Great lobster season this year.
It was. So. It was awesome. Yeah. I wish there were more lines filled out on my card, but the ones that were all good. It was just a good year this year.
Yeah, indeed. And the interactions, you know, I know your former chief there, or not chief, but lieutenant at the Harbor Patrol, the interaction with lobster guys and the Harbor Patrol this year was down. People are getting it, right?
Yeah, from what I've seen and heard,
yeah.
People are starting to understand.
Yeah, where they can't.
Where they can and can't. And, they, you know, preferably don't pound the navigational channel with
You can't open the navigational channel. Yeah, here comes a big cruise ship or a big Navy boat coming in. They're like, oh, there went my trap right there. Yeah.
We caught most of our bugs in shallower water than normal this year, which was nice because, I'm guilty. Now, don't get me wrong. We were always very good about setting in the legal part of where to set.
Absolutely.
But, man, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wasn't towing that line plenty of times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, really zoomed in on the chart plotter of exactly where the channel is and isn't. And it was really nice this year that at least most of all the fishing that I did this year, like, we found our bugs in nice shallow water.
Yeah.
So we were not towing that line. But, yeah, there's plenty of times when I'm sure I was never the patrolman's favorite person where I'm just, you know, not that we would ever argue about it, but I'm like, oh, that's on the edge.
For sure. Well, don't forget to send your lobster report cards in, for sure. Hey, let's go down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Cass.
Hi, John.
Yes. Well, we're down here. The water temp's good, 71-73. Catching big yellowtail in Dorado. Of course, don't have any guests at the moment. We got a lot of homeowners that are down staying and actually sheltering up. We've got 7 different homes that actually the guests have come down from the United States and figure it's safer in Baja than up in the United States.
Probably
so.
Right.
Well, it's warmer weather and really so far only one confirmed case down there. I'm in the United States right now with the family, but it's, you know, like I say, a lot of the homeowners, a lot of the whole American community down there feels safer and is hunkered down there. So we'll have to see what happens. We're ready to go. You know, we're ready to open whenever the border opens back up. The hotel's raring to go. So
yeah, and the fish are going to be there and such like that. So bottom line is, don't cancel your reservations, right?
No, exactly. And you know, I want to thank all of our guests and our longtime guests. We've got guests as Richard knows from going back 30 years, you know, and everybody's hanging with us and keeping their reservations. And like I said, as soon as the border opens up, we're ready to go. You know, we got all the employees chomping at the bit, of course.
Oh yeah,
and
they're ready to go. So we'll keep you informed here on Let's Talk Hookup about when that's going to happen, Rancho Leonero and such like that. So, hey, be safe, John, and I know it's a tough time for all of us, and we'll make it through.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I've been doing this for 35 years now, so this is another speed bump. We'll get to it for sure. But
right.
I appreciate all of our guests and all the support we've been getting. I wanted to pass that on to everybody and you
Indeed.
Guys,
Well,
too.
If somebody wants to make a reservation, come on down to Paradise. Get some information. How do we do that?
Thanks, Pete. Pamela's waiting for your call, 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
Indeed. Pamela's sheltered in place in her Rancho Leonero office, so ready for your call.
Sure. Strange
right.
days, you guys. Okay, thank you. Talk to you
soon. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. All right, good luck. We'll keep our fingers crossed things get going.
All right, well, we'll remind you that part of the show, sponsored in part by our good friends at Fisherman's Processing, the Fish Pros. Hey, not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. Hey, also right now, you can order online and have it shipped right to your door. It's a special treat during these trying times, and a special 19% discount off your order this weekend. So a very cool opportunity to save 19%. On a killer deal from Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. If you want more information on that, just check out fishermansprocessing.com.
Yeah, or friend them on Facebook or Instagram. They get information.
Yep, they do a great follow. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet with a fresh new look. The Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.